I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. New U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods went into effect Tuesday, with China quickly announcing tariffs on U.S. imports in response. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
China retaliated within minutes, with its finance ministry announcing it will apply a 15% tariff on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas on February 10th, as well as an additional 10% on crude oil, farm equipment, and some vehicles. A White House spokesperson had said Monday that President Donald Trump will be speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in the next couple of days. The call would be Trump and Xi's first known talks since Trump took office on January 20th. On Saturday, Trump ordered sweeping tariffs on goods not only from China, but also Mexico and Canada. Trump backed away from his tariff threat against Mexico and Canada on Monday after speaking to leaders of both countries.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. The Israeli military reports at least six people were injured in a shooting attack at a checkpoint in the Israeli-occupied West Bank early Tuesday morning. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least two of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armored bulldozers have caused widespread damage and destroyed scores of homes. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Palestinian health officials say Israel fire has killed at least 20 Palestinians since the start of the Israeli operation. This is VOA.